WNTK News Time 7:40. It's 30 degrees in White River Junction. In Enfield, you're at 32. Sun's coming out in New London, and it's looking like the clouds are starting to move out. I'm looking up top at those clouds, and they are cooking. I wonder how fast the winds are moving up there. With that being said, it is another legislative session. Also over in the state of Vermont, Governor Shumlin had some interesting comments when asked about gun control legislation, and he said that he felt that the gun laws in Vermont worked for Vermonters. He didn't see any reason to change the laws that were currently on the books. However, there's no less than 10 new laws that will affect Vermonters should they be passed. They cover a wide gamut. One of the organizations that fights this is an organization called Vermont, or the Gun Owners of Vermont. We're going to get Eddie Cutler on the phone in just a few minutes. I posted on my Facebook page just a quick YouTube video they did about the laws and how they affect Vermont and what's coming up. It's only 2 minutes. I want to play it for you because I think there's some good information here. Once again, this is Gun Owners of Vermont talking about universal background checks in the state of Vermont.
According to the 2013 FBI statistics, compiled by 247wallstreet.com, Vermont is the safest state in the country with a violent crime rate of just 115 incidents per 100,000 residents. The state also led the nation in nominal terms, with total firearms homicides only 5. Violent crime in the state has also fallen dramatically. Vermont's violent crime rate fell 19.2% in 2013 from 2012, the largest improvement in the country. And yet, Gun Sense Vermont says otherwise. Gun Sense Vermont says Vermonters are at extreme risk of gun violence, even using terms like epidemic to scare the public. Gun Sense Vermont says Vermont's gun laws are out of date, archaic, and in need of reform. Their blatant disregard for the truth is immensely disturbing and insulting to the people of Vermont. The FBI statistics show they are lying, and this is why they consistently refuse to debate members of Vermont's firearms rights community, why they refuse to disclose the source of most of their funding, and why they've hired a high-priced lobbyist to push their anti-gun agenda in Montpelier. The latest attack uses universal background checks, a deceptive term to describe what is actually a mandatory firearms registration scheme, to once again attack only the law-abiding citizens of Vermont. Everywhere that universal background checks are in force, those states have the highest firearms death rates, highest number of trafficked guns, and highest overall crime. Clearly, they do not stop crime, nor lower gun deaths, because criminals do not follow the law. Vermont's gun laws work well for Vermont. We say there is no reason to change them, especially at the behest of an anti-rights group that falsely bills itself as grassroots, but is almost entirely funded by out-of-state interests. Last year, Gun Sense Vermont supported 19 gun control bills. Yet this year, they only support one? It makes you wonder what is really in that one bill, doesn't it? Say no to mandatory gun registration in Vermont. Say no to so-called universal background checks in Vermont. Call your legislators and tell them, in no uncertain terms, to say no to Gun Sense Vermont. Because
WNTK News Time 7:44. That is a video on YouTube from Gun Owners of Vermont. And once again, that will be posted up on the WNTK Facebook page if you're so inclined. I do want to also put out there, they talk about an organization called Gun Sense Vermont. I've reached out to them before. They have an open microphone here at WNTK and WVR. I'll be glad to talk to them about gun legislation and where it's headed in the state. It's an open mic. All they have to do is reach out and say yes, and we'll book a time. We'll bring them on. So far, they haven't gotten back with me. With that being said, President of Gun Owners of Vermont is on the WNTK Newsline, Eddie Cutler. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. That video, I think, is pretty strong when you talk about the bills that are coming up. I'm looking now at gun-related bills in the state of Vermont for this session, no less than 10 bills. They cover a large gamut of bills. Governor Shumlin, very interestingly, yesterday on Fox 44, he said, I don't see there any reason to change the laws in the state of Vermont. Now, what he didn't say is more important, which was, I will veto any new gun legislation. So it's still a little dubious out there.
We're watching him very closely, but we have to thank him for saying that. Well, the problem is in the past 40 years, there's never been a gun bill come to anybody's desk.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take him at his word for now, and hopefully, if the bill even gets to him, which I doubt seriously, we hope he'll veto it. If not, well, there's another election coming up.
Very good. Eddie Cutler's with Gun Owners of Vermont. Now, I'm looking at these bills. I want to talk a little bit about background checks, because we saw what happened in Washington. That's turning into a debacle. We'll talk about that in a minute. I look at some of these bills, and even as an ardent supporter of the Second Amendment, I look at the titles, and I can't think that all of them are horrible. I see one here that says that it's a House Bill 0336 as an act relating to felony crimes involving firearms. Somebody like me, that sounds fairly reasonable, but then I open the bill, and the way it reads, it basically makes pointing a gun at somebody illegal. It doesn't say during a criminal act. So with that being said, Eddie, if I have somebody who is threatening me and I point my gun at them, I technically, reading this bill, seem like I could be as much at fault as a person who's trying to assault me.
Actually, it's even worse than that. If you accidentally,
great,
let's say you're up at the rifle range or something, and you just accidentally unloaded gun, somebody's downrange, you pick up your gun to go put it in your case and go home. If that gun points downrange, unloaded, action open, anything, you're guilty of that violation, which means prison time for something that actually has no bad connotations to it.
It does have an unloaded provision in it, 10 years for pointing a gun. Like you said, it could be accidental. Let's talk about the background check part of this, because that's very heavy in that video I'm going to post on WNTK's Facebook page. We saw this in Washington. This was supposedly a common sense background check to, you know, keep guns out of the hands of criminals. What it's turned into is onerous regulation. Take hunter safety classes like Vermont. In Washington State, they have a part of the course where you teach gun safety, which is reasonable. It should be that way. But the law, the way it's written, is if you're teaching me as an instructor authorized by the state, when you hand me that firearm, we both have to go through a background check. And when I hand it back to you, we both have to go through a background check every time at $40 a clip. This is onerous regulation, and we can't have that here. There's no evidence that shows that these background checks will stop, you know, gun safety instructors from shooting each other, which, by the way, hasn't happened.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you're right. There's a lot of onerous things about this bill. It's not just that. Okay, you're up at the range with a buddy of yours. You give him a gun because your gun, because you say, oh, man, you got to try this gun. It's the most accurate thing I've ever owned.
Mm-hmm.
There's $160 worth of transfer fees just to shoot 5-10 rounds downrange and try somebody else's gun. Another bad part of it is registration. And they keep saying this is not registration. This is just a transfer. If you have to go to a dealer and fill out that 1074 form, it gives your name, address, eye color, hair color, make, model, serial number, and caliber of that firearm. The ATF, and this is the bad part, has already gone to hundreds and hundreds of dealers nationwide and downloaded all those documents. They're not allowed to use them yet, but if they change the federal law to say, oh, yeah, you guys can just start keeping all these records and we're going to ban 22 caliber rifles with tubular magazines because they hold 18 rounds. They'll have a complete description of the gun, and they can come get it if you don't, quote, register it. They're doing this in California, New York State, and a whole bunch of other places. It's not going to happen here. We're not going to allow it, and we're not going to let it happen.
Much higher crime rates also in those states where that gun control is in place. Eddie Cutler is with Gun Owners of Vermont. By the way, when we talk about certain types of legislation about firearms in Vermont, Gun Owners of Vermont on their website, gunownersofvermont, all one word, .org, has a list of all the bills that are coming up that they are talking about today. With that being said, one of the other ones that troubles me here is about storage. Now, I am a responsible gun owner. I have my guns stored in a manner that they are kept safe. But if I was living in Vermont and this law was to pass, I would have to have a locking device on it. I would have to go and buy a safe. This is crazy, and I don't want to see it devolve into D.C., where those laws made it mandatory that the gun and the ammunition had to be stored in locked containers in other parts of the house, separate from each other. I hope it doesn't turn into something like that in Vermont.
So do we. most gun laws that they propose at our state house don't really see the light of day. They get put up on the wall. So the big thing they're pushing for, and this is because the major players in the Vermont Senate are pushing for it, is the universal background checks, which we are starting to call the universal registration check, because that's basically what it is. For lack of a better word, is always anti-gun people up at the State House, but they're in the vast minority. So we're basically just trying to watch out for this one particular bill, plus possibly the Burlington Charter changes, which are against state law and have already been overturned by many federal courts around the country.
And that's a whole other issue. That's not our listening area. However, their mayor, you know, born and raised in the Windsor area, another area where everybody has a gun, almost everybody has a gun sitting next to the back door, and there's no gun crime. He should know better than anybody. This is not an issue. But, Eddie Cutler, I'm just about out of time. I do want to talk about this event that's coming up. It sounds like you and the Vermont Federation of Sportsmen Clubs are having an event on, it looks like the 27th, up on the state grounds in Montpelier.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's not on the grounds. It's in the building.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's more of, it's like we're going to show of as many people as we can to get up there. We've already got shuttle buses set up and a whole bunch of other things. And we're doing it on a weekday because the legislature is in session. They'll be there. And we're just going to wander around the State House introducing ourselves to our representatives and telling them no gun control.
Is that open to the public, or is that only people affiliated with these various groups?
No, this is for everybody that can possibly show up. We're even willing to accept gun nonsense's people up there. If they want to come up and visit and try and counter us, that's fine. We've been trying to debate them for 2 years now, and they won't even talk to us.
No.
So.
And like I said,
it'd be nice to have them up there.
They have an open microphone here on WNTK and WVR's Live and Local. We're glad to talk to them anytime they want to check in. And I have reached out and to much of the same results. They haven't said no, but they haven't said yes either. That's very telling. Eddie Cutler is from Gun Owners of Vermont. You check them out at gunownersofvermont.org. Lots of good information on that website. I'll share it on the WNTK Facebook page. Eddie, keep up the fight, and thanks for being on Live and Local today. I'll be reaching out again soon.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. WNTK News Time is 7:53. That event, what I'll do is I'll link up to Gun Owners of Vermont, and I will link up specifically to this event called Vermonters Filling the State House in Montpelier, part of Gun Owners of Vermont and the Vermont Federation of Sportsmen's Clubs, who are going to try and make an impact up there in Montpelier about all this gun legislation that's coming up in the Green Mountain State. WNTK News Time is 7:54.